Today, the World Meteorological Organization issued a news about what we have recorded in recent weeks in terms of temperature. Actually, one of the news that we have communicated is that June has set a record in global temperature. So this is the warmest June ever recorded since the instrumental observation, which go back to more than 160 years. In addition to that, the heat continued into July, and we recorded the first week of July as being the hottest period ever, which means that 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th July all have recorded very high temperature with a margin more than 0.5 degree centigrade. So this is actually something that fits well with the ongoing long-term climate change, but also, as you might have already noticed, WMO communicated the onset of the El Niño, which contribute also to the warming of the global temperature. So far, we are going into summer, and we are going to monitor the situation during this Northern Hemisphere summer.
What is causing these high temperatures today?
As I mentioned, we have two factors. One is the long-term climate change. So every year we record breaking records in the atmosphere, in the ocean. And also we have the El Niño, which also trigger extreme temperature globally. So these two phenomena are actually to look at to explain what happened in June and July.
What is the fallout likely to be of these high temperatures on human health and on nature?
Yes, when we have extreme temperature globally, that means that there are heat waves somewhere. Those heat waves are very dangerous for the elderly person, for the child, because of vulnerability to heat, but also to the animals. And when associated with drought, then it has also implication on food security because of drought. This is the case, for example, in many parts of the world, in Africa, in Southern America, as well as in the Asian continent. Last year, actually, we noticed also very dry condition in Europe. So all this together have a huge impact on food security, on human displacement, human health, and so forth.
Some scientists as well say that it might have an increase in infection disease because of the high temperature. Is this true?
I am not a doctor. It's difficult for me to make a direct answer on that. But there is a clear connection between climate and health through various parameters, including temperature, humidity, but also rainfall. So for example, in West Africa, the excess of rainfall leads to malaria, and many other kind of diseases have some linkages with these parameters.
How is UN helping to protect people and lower global temperature? And just how worried are you about this summer's impact on vulnerable
is one
people in the
component
global
north? Of the changing climate. There are so many other components that affects the humans. For example, when you have a heat wave somewhere, as you mentioned, there is people are affected by the heat wave. But on the other hand, when you have global temperature increase, there is also likelihood of excess of rainfall in some parts, leading to floods and landslides, and that can thousands of people. This is what actually was noticed last year in Pakistan, with more than a third of the country was flooded because of excess of precipitation that is also associated with long-term of climate change.
What can we expect for next year?
Now we have onset of El Niño, and we will live with El Niño for at least 6 months. And during that situation, we expect that temperature will increase and perhaps likely to break the record next year, 2024. As you know, 2016 is still the record global temperature. So if the prediction of INSO continues as planned, as expected, then 2024 is very likely to break the record of 2016.
What's your message today for the public who are afraid of what's coming next?
The public is the main actor in the climate change. And policymakers, governments, should listen to the public. So public is very important to be responsible on taking measures, even at domestic level, to make every effort possible to reduce carbon print in their livelihood. In addition, technology is helping to move towards renewable energy, and this is very important to mitigate climate change. So based on this public perception and behavior plus policy makers' goodwilling, I think we can do a very good deal towards climate change mitigation.